Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, April 15th, 2024. Speaking of Tax Day, the Maine Coalition for Palestine plans to stage Tax Day actions in Portland and Bangor today to exert pressure on private and public entities to stop funding Israel's genocide in Gaza. In Bangor, there will be an action at the federal building at 4:30 this afternoon with a demand that the U.S. government stop funneling tax dollars to Israel. In Portland, coalition members will be at KeyBank's Monument Square branch, handing out flyers this morning and holding a rally at 11. Local organizers say they selected KeyBank as the target because it has continued to issue Israel bonds during an ongoing genocide. They cite a November 2023 article by the Cleveland Jewish News, quote, KeyBank recently purchased $15 million in Israel bonds, the largest purchase in its more than 35-year relationship with Israel bonds, and doubling its Israel bond holdings, according to a news release. KeyBank now holds $30 million in Israel bonds, close quote. Organizers of the Tax Day protests today in Portland and Bangor also quote Jewish Voice for Peace, a group that calls itself a political home for Jews on the left with justice at the center. Quote, every organization that holds an Israel bond helps finance and is thus complicit in the oppression, displacement, and violence against Palestinians perpetrated by Israel's apartheid regime. The only way to break that complicity is to divest from Israel bonds immediately, close quote. According to a Human Rights Watch report issued last week, quote, children in Gaza have been dying from starvation-related complications since the Israeli government began using starvation as a weapon of war, a war crime. Doctors and families in Gaza describe children, as well as pregnant and breastfeeding mothers, suffering from severe malnutrition and dehydration, and hospitals ill-equipped to treat them, close quote. The Maine Coalition for Palestine, organizers of the events taking place today in Maine, say, quote, concerned governments should impose targeted sanctions and suspend arms transfers to press the Israeli government to ensure access to humanitarian aid and basic services in Gaza in accordance with Israel's obligations under international law and the recent International Court of Justice order in South Africa's genocide case. Israel's genocide in Gaza continues, with at least 13,000 children killed so far and many more at risk for starvation and dehydration. Israel's genocide in Gaza continues with at least 13,000 children killed so far, and many more at risk for starvation and dehydration. Following airstrikes on the World Central Kitchen vehicles and staff in Gaza, both Representative Shelley Pingree and Representative Jared Golden signed on to a congressional letter urging the Biden administration to promote a ceasefire and humanitarian aid delivery to Gaza, close quote. Things are scheduled to get started around 9 o'clock this morning in Monument Square in Portland, with a rally following at 11, and in Bangor at 4:30 this afternoon at the Federal Building. More information on the April 15th coordinated economic blockade to Free Palestine can be found at a15action.com. That's A and the number 15action.com. Woodlawn Trails Barns and Museum in Ellsworth is looking for volunteers to help them get the grounds ready for summer. There will be a morning and an afternoon shift tomorrow, Tuesday. For more information or to sign up for a shift, go to woodlawnellsworth.org. And finally, a quick look back at the news 100 years ago today in Maine on April 15, 1924. At that time, during mud season, the newspapers carried a bulletin on road conditions that was issued by the State Highway Commission. And the bulletin that was put out 100 years ago today evaluated roads and highways across the state, some of the major roads. Some in our area, let's see how they were doing. From Belfast to Hamden, it was passable, but in bad condition from Belfast to Searsport. Belfast to Camden was passable, but in bad condition. State Highway N from Cherryfield to Jonesboro was passable, except for about 1.5 miles around Columbia Falls. State Highway M from Bangor to Ellsworth was passable, but in bad condition. And you could go between Brunswick, Gardner, and Augusta. It was passable, but there was a rough section in Gardner. Back to the present day, and you could pretty much go through your entire life, depending on what part of the state you're in, and never have to deal with mud season. But for those who do, hang in there. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Around Town is here during Morning Maine on WERU every weekday at 8 a.m. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, and I will see you tomorrow.